Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how's it going, man? Freaky Friday in the building with the Rel and Randy Show. Welcome, broadcasting live from Center State Studios. On live, baby. Facebook Live getting set up right now as we speak. My boy Rel over there. It's gonna be a good show for you guys. I feel like looking good over there. I see you over there. Looking good. We're going to be talking about the latest and the greatest in sports, music, and local news, along with discussing child support system, sexual frustration amongst married couples or a long-time relationship. We will also be starting off new segments today, such as the joke of the day, quote of the day, Facebook friend of the day, and would you rather. We're going to start those all today. And new music from Problem, Montana 300, Ritz, Got ATL and Big Sean. We're going to play all those guys today. I hope you guys enjoy it. I checked them all out. They got my stamp of approval. So you guys know I only like the best. Only like the best.
I can disagree with that, but we're not going to talk about it right now.
Whatever, man. Fucking hater. Fucking hater, man. It's Freaky Friday. You want to hate on me today, bro?
What's up, Devin?
That's how we're going to do it?
Nah, I ain't going to hate on you.
That's my boy Drizzy?
Yep.
Okay, cuz.
I ain't going to hate on you, but we have a...
We can disagree.
Yeah, on some of these people that you be listening to.
All right. Well,
I respect the fact that you like to listen to a wide variety of different artists, but some of them just flat out fucking sucks. You know,
I'm gonna give you some props on that because I did catch myself in a listening slump. You know that where you just let Pandora play and you're just like, then you finally snap out of it like, wait a second.
What am I listening to?
What the hell? You know what I'm saying? I was pissed.
You know who's pretty good?
Who's that?
G-Eazy.
Yeah, he's good. He's all right. I like him.
Yeah.
I like his music.
He got a few good songs, and I was like, man, I never heard
of
this guy.
He just did a remix with Lil Wayne to, was it Got a Lotta?
I don't know. I just never heard of him, and I was like, you know.
From Cali, ain't he?
Don't know. I just recently heard of him.
It's the Rel and Randy Show, man, broadcasting live from Center State Studios. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Email is reloandrando@gmail.com. We got to check that to make sure we don't have some. What you call it? Hate mail. I hope we don't.
I hope we don't either.
Sons of bitches. But hey, if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There we go. 1 second. You good?
Yeah.
In the game?
In the game.
Got to make sure we keep that up. Yeah, man. You down for would you rather? You want to get some of that down here today or not?
Yeah, man. I'm all for it. All
right.
That's always fun.
I did some hardcore thinking on these things, so. I hope you appreciate it. But right now,
today's
we're
show is brought to you by the drive-through peanuts.
While we're drive-through, baby, we appreciate it. Just like the dope boy, you need some product, you need some peanuts. Roll through at any time of the day.
Yep.
Garage will be open. Go right in. Get you some Cajun peanuts.
Or plain.
Get you an Arnold Palmer.
Yee.
Roll out of there a happy man. $3 shorter, but hey, happy you spent that.
521 short.
Really?
521.
Holy shit.
For Jumbo and
we're gonna get another. We're gonna get another sponsor. Fuck that. Today's show is brought to you by Cherbani Flips. a dollar over there, Winn-Dixie. Right now we're gonna play Problem Guy. You know what happened?
Tony was talking about that
song by
Jeremiah.
Which one?
OUI.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's legit.
Is it?
We'll they got out. Like a Apple commercial, Apple TV commercial, and the guy was like, they was trying to practice a scene in the movie, and it was like kissing, and he was like, oh, I got some. So he's like, Siri, play Jeremiah, and then he played the song, and he's like, oh, it's a funny commercial. All right, sure.
All right, man, here we go. This is Problem. It's called Banging It Out. It starts a little slow and a little funky, but it is funky, freaky, Friday, effed up, whatever you want to make
it. Finger It Friday.
Finger It Friday. That's the one I was forgetting, man. But yeah, here we go. Problem, banging it out. Check it out.
This woman appears to be naked from the waist down as she checks into a swanky hotel. It looks like this woman has decided to leave her trousers and underwear behind when she checked into a hotel. Many wondered why she had opted to wander around the hotel half naked.
Cause I'm lit, bitch!
Yeah! Wait a minute. A power! Baby, who ready to come?
What?
Grabbing your belly, then pull out your belly. Now, baby, make love to my tongue. You're a last nigga, don't fuck with that, but I'm from Compton, and that's how we do where we from. Huh? We eat a shit, but we ain't shit, and all our bitches be sprung. Cause we be banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it out. Cause we be banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it out. Cause we be banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it out. Cause we be banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it, banging it out. And I ain't talking about sex. Me, I'm talking about reps. Yeah, you be out of that breath. When I be fucking it, fucking it, fucking it, fucking you grabbing your neck.
Pretty dope, right? Some of his little songs are a little different. Like, he's got one called Outer Space.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
I was waiting for them say what.
Yeah.
I ain't hear him say it, though.
He did. He got it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he just literally said it after he was like, I ain't really hear him saying that too much.
Oh,
he said
okay.
It.
I missed it.
But, yeah, that's him, Problem, banging it out. It's a good song. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys did, too. Today, I got a couple quotes for you guys. Let's see. I'm gonna do which one we gonna do? I'm gonna do this one right here.
A good one.
The quickest way to double your money is to fold it and put it back in your pocket. I'm serious.
That's deep.
That is deep. Because you know what? You ain't ever going to double your money if you spend that shit. You got to save it.
You got to save it.
I'm just saying.
Save your damn money.
Save your damn money, man.
Fold it up. Put it back in your pocket.
Should I do another quote? Or
do another one.
Another, another one?
Another
okay.
One.
You either run the day or the day is going to run you. Have people bossing you around and shit. Do this, do that. And you'd be up fucking running crazy. But if you was going to run your day, be like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was a good quote.
That's a good quote.
I'm just saying.
Take charge.
Local news today, Krispy Kreme is giving free donuts out all day today. So go ahead and go get you some of them.
What?
Vanna White will be in the Villages promoting Wheel of Fortune Live at Lake Sumter Landing 9 to 1 on Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah, boy.
No, not fuck that.
What's that?
Krispy Kreme and donuts.
Krispy Kreme, free donuts all day today.
We got Krispy Kreme around here?
I think one, you know what? I think the closest one is like,
Orlando.
No, Daytona, Orlando. There's another one somewhere.
That's
it's
a bunch
kind
of BS.
Close. Well, if you're close to a Dunkin' Donuts, Tony, who Dunkin' Donuts, a Krispy Kreme, whoever, go out there and get you some. Mike, go get you a Krispy Kreme. It's free.
I want one.
Tell them to box it up and send it to you. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune Live. Vanna White will be out in the Villages promoting that. 9 to 1, she's going to be taking pictures, signing autographs, all that stuff. It's all free, not going to charge you. That's kind of cool. Two-Year Health Spa and Lady Lake location has opened up. It's up and running.
Finally.
Beautiful place, brand new, everything, state-of-the-art equipment. It's awesome in there, man. I loved it. Went in there, kind of got my lift on yesterday. Tony called me fat, so I had to go out and get me a gym membership. And it changed my life, Tony. I appreciate it. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
I'm built.
Look at him shaking. Look. Oh, man.
Camera shaking.
Yeah.
That's a little rock there, though.
Bro, you really need to come get with me. Because I swear I'm going to be looking like fucking Fabio in here. Except for no hair. I'm not going to grow my hair out like that.
You give me a month and a half.
Arnold. I'll be Arnold in this bitch.
You give me a month and a half, and ain't no one going to be able to be with me.
Okay, I got you.
No one.
It's the Reverend Randy Show, broadcasting Center State Studios. Guest calling 516-418-5758. If you can hear my voice, I'd love to hear yours. So give us a call, man, for sure. So, man, listen, I got an EpiPen.
Really?
Yeah, and it's funny because I don't know what to do with it, but I know that I'm supposed to hold it and cherish it because I was at work and my buddy was dying, and he was like, here, take this. Gave me his fucking EpiPen, and like he acted like he really wanted me to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So he died. Now I just got this EpiPen. So
what?
I'm gonna cherish it for life.
You should.
What are you talking about?
I should have stabbed him with it so he wouldn't die.
He's dead. He's gone now.
Too late.
Yep. Love you, buddy. Whatever.
Well, next person, you can just give it to him.
No, I'm cherishing that. He wanted me to have it. He's like, please take it. I was like, okay. Then I just left them there on the curb like a straight fucking G. You know what I'm saying, cousin?
That's fucked up.
I'm a G. That's all there is to it. Yeah, we got some more music for you guys today, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that problem. We also have Ritz Propane. It's a song he just dropped 2 days ago featuring MJG and Devin the Dude, and it's an awesome song. I love Ritz. Dude's amazing. Great artist. Go check him out. Big Sean also dropped something. It's called Getting My Shit Together. Scotty ATL clocking in. And Montana 300. That dude's got some bars, man, out the ass. This song I'm about to play, I'm not about to play, but when I play it later, yeah, the song I will play from him, it's all right. He's got a few punchlines in there, but, man, he goes hard as hell on all the other songs I've ever listened to. I've always been like, man, this dude is a beast, man. So just give him some props. Some credit where credit's due, I guess.
Was that our joke of the day with the EpiPen?
No. Wow, that wasn't a joke. That seriously happened.
Oh, okay. Thought it was our joke of the day.
No. We doing the joke of the day today? I got one, cousin. You just let me know.
I thought that was a joke of the day, so if you don't have one, it's all right. I'm good. We can just keep running it.
Yeah, keep running it. You want to get into some sports here in a little
bit?
Let's
get into some sports.
You got it?
Yee.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You son of a bitch.
I do got the sports. not all that stuff you got out there.
I know that they said that.
I have not found anything interesting in sports.
You know what? To be honest, there's not much going on. But I'll give you a few tidbits that I picked up. Sunday starts the baseball season.
Right.
Okay.
And we were supposed to go to the Rays game. That's a whole nother ordeal.
Right. Another thing, the fucking season starts Sunday. We ain't miss it yet.
I mean, right.
But, yeah, and then 80% of a chance for the Warriors to get that record of best team record
ever. Yeah.
80% chance.
Now, I watched some highlights.
Pretty dope, right?
I watched some highlights of Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Literally for about 30 minutes straight, bro. And I did not get bored.
I could be in the league for 30 years and I have 30 minutes of highlights.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
For real, bro. Like, I sat there and watched just highlight after highlight, and it was all the same stuff, but it was all unbelievable.
Yeah. See, you know, I can't watch the same thing over and over.
No, you can, bro.
No, I can't.
Because you can't believe that he can keep doing it. Like, who, like, you would
think. Who can't figure it out?
Yeah. He shot a three from about 30 feet.
Right.
And what's the guy faces? The guy named from the center from Oklahoma. I'm sorry, son. If you're listening to this, I'm talking about your boys. OKC.
Ibaka?
No, the other one. With the hair.
Dang.
Fuck it. Anyway, big, tall, white guy is about 6'11", 7 foot tall.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
who
he was
about.
Literally about from me to you, and he hit him with a pump fake.
Man, what's the dude's name? That's going to aggravate me now.
And then he just.
It starts with an A, I think. Like
Adams.
Adams, there it is.
Yeah.
Austin, oh yeah, I couldn't get it.
Yeah, bro, he was just like
jacking him in his face.
In his face, like this close.
That's what, yeah.
In his
sounds like me and my wife in the bedroom. I'm Steph Curry.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding, guys.
Elbow.
Seriously. Hey, seriously, though, I'm kidding. You don't do that to your wife. You do that to some hoes.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm serious. You don't do that shit to your wife.
No.
You'd be like, come get a kiss, babe. Good night. No, fuck you.
Okay.
That's just me. That's the tip of the day right there.
You got the Final Four going on tomorrow.
Yeah, true. And I think that
Villanova, Oklahoma,
I think that
Syracuse, and
Benajay can come down, hit a couple transition threes. My boy is going to put us in the game. Transition threes is going to be the key for us. I read that on ESPN.
Yeah.
And they're talking, we got a shot, man. The Tar Heels, they don't know what's coming.
So can I crash you guys' place and watch the games?
Yeah, of course. Of course, 100%.
Talk to the boss.
She says yes.
Yeah.
She says yes.
Okay.
This day in history, 1984, Marvin Gaye shot and killed by his dad. Now, wouldn't
fuck
that be some
dad.
Shit if that hit the headlines and everybody was like, motherfuckers playing the April Fool's joke on us.
He would not believe it. Nah.
Yeah, definitely, man. But, yeah, shot by his own dad,
his
bro.
His dad is gay.
Is he gay?
His dad's gay. No, I'm not talking about literally gay. I'm saying he's gay for shooting him.
Yeah, true. Baseball season starts up Sunday, man. We do got to get some tickets to go to a Rays game.
Bro, the tickets were like $30.
That's fine. Let's do it.
They ain't $30 now. It's opening night.
We got a press badge. We can get in for free.
I might be able to get in free with Cup.
Well,
man,
no, I'm
serious. We do need to get press badges.
Yeah, well, no, we can print them out. They're easy.
Really?
Easy to get. Yeah, G-shit.
I heard I can get free tickets, too, for being in the military. They told me to walk to every gate and then ask for tickets.
So, since this is all politic crazy going on right now, I figured I'd pick the joke of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Politic base. A small boy asks his dad, "Daddy, what is politics?" Dad says, "Well, son, let me try to explain it in this way. I'm the breadwinner of the family, so let's call me capitalism. Your mom, she's the administrator of the money, so we'll call her the government. We're here to take care of your needs, so we'll call you the people. And the nanny, we'll consider her the working class. And your baby brother, we'll call him the future. Now think about that and see if that makes any sense." So the little boy goes off to bed thinking about what his dad said. Later that night, he hears his baby brother crying. So he gets up to go check on him. He finds the baby has severely soiled his diaper. The little boy goes to the parents' room and finds his mother sound asleep, not wanting to wake up. He goes to find the nanny. Finding the door locked, he peeks in the keyhole and sees his father having sex with the nanny. He gives up and goes back to bed. The next morning, the little boy says to his father, "Dad, I think I understand the concept of politics now."
Mm.
Father says, "Good, son. Tell me in your own words, what do you think politics is all about?" The little boy replies, "Well, while capitalism is screwing the working class, the government is sound asleep and the people are being ignored and the future is in deep shit."
Mm. awesome.
Thought it was awesome because it kind of, you know.
True.
Yeah, kind of summed up what we had going on.
Fucking kids.
The future. We're going to have, you know what we're going to be doing in like 20 years? Voting for the president on our phone.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, that's going to be all kind of fucked up.
You know what else they're going to do? This would be cool as shit, though. Because I got this new fancy-ass phone case and all this stuff. I put all my, this kind of faggoty case type thing. Got my phone and my wallet together, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to have, like, you know how they do the startup and the push button. Push a start. You got to have a key in your pocket. They're going to start building keys into your phone, bro. Shit like that. It's just going to be crazy.
That's
just, everything's going to be one piece of, if I don't have this, my life is ruined.
Yep, they're going to put it all in one spot.
Yeah.
Fuck over you 100%.
Yeah, I'm with it, cuz. I'm in there. Facebook Live, what's going on, man? Anything popping over there, cousin?
Yo, we got Brad. What up, Brad?
B-Rad G?
Yeah,
G. Ooh, Brad who?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's some bitches. Yeah.
Then we got Megan. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Megan. Man, listen.
Lister.
Hey, everybody on the Facebook Live, man, if you don't have us on Blog Talk Radio, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/RelN Randy, and log in there, and it's free. They're not going to ask you for your Social Security card. They're not going to ask you for a credit card. They're not going to ask you for any of that stuff.
Nope.
Get on there, log in, and listen to our shows, man. We would appreciate it. And once we get over a certain amount of viewers, we're really going to get financially supported from these guys, and it's
exactly.
It's nice, man. It'd be a whole lot nicer to, you know,
have
do this
a legit
for.
Radio station in Wildwood.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For real, though. Or all bullshit aside.
I'm for it too.
Yeah,
and we can really give out T-shirts.
Well,
and coffee cups.
Yeah, I'm serious. We need to go do that. Why don't we go to that shop in Leesburg?
Okay.
You know, we'll work out a deal with him. See if he wants to give us some free T-shirt. We'll give him some free advertising.
That'll work.
I'm serious. He'll be like, "People from Colorado gonna call an order?" I'll be like, "Yeah, of course.
Probably." There is a chance.
There is a chance. There is a God.
Mm.
The devil is a lie. here we go.
Grab your headphones, turn it up, random music. No.
Here we go, guys. I'm about to play this Rich Propane, man. I know you guys are gonna love this song. I know it. MJG and Devin the Dude are in this song. Check it out.
I like MJG.
Yep.
Driver, never in the disguise. A real nigga for real, 90s era survivor. Keyhole hoes hoeing, as long as the wind blowing, as long as the friend going, that's how you get 10 going. That's multiplication and communication at its best. Power and pimping, my manipulation is a test for all of the ones who think they are the greatest. The popularity is sinking, cause there you go again thinking. I done told y'all niggas, order to be the best. You gotta learn from the best, cause we ain't winning to rest. Yeah, me and my OGs, the Run DMC, Heat PMDs, Rock M's and Eric B's, the Cattle Boys, the Bud P's and the Pimp C's. You might can charge a trick, but you can't charge these.
Gone like a drone, high in the sky. I'm behind the wheel, but I feel like a fly. Pulling up chromey, got some cookies on me. Continue to keep cool with cops all around me. It's hot as Tabasco, pressing the gas low. Blew out an ugly bitch, she had a whole bunch of ass though. Creeping, bending corners like I did in 9-6. 150 a gallon for gas, used to be hiding in the pitch. Ride all day, smoke all night, and play some funky music I hope y'all like. In the hood, all good, Kenwood with the woofers. Pulling up on D-boys, thugs, pimps, and hookers. Look at this, what they say when they see me. When I be coasting, they be asking me for weed, because they know that I be smoking every day, all day. Nigga 24-7, I give them a hit and split. They be like, give me more, Devin, but I'm riding in my Chevy, Monte Carlo on the chrome thing. Sneakers in the trunk and neighbors came across the road range. And you know that I'm too busy to be by the road and nothing's over phone range. Making money in the music business like I'm in a dope game. Like my money came to listen to the pain, I'm on fire. Like a reunited with an old flame, I'm on fire.
In it 100%. Rel and Randy Show broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest calling number
5-1-7-7-5-8.
We're gonna start going here with some trivia. If we get a taker, we're gonna do
my boy Watch said hit him up.
Hit him up?
Yep, with my phone at. Oh,
okay. Well, or we can call him on here.
That's my phone.
Yeah, I'm saying we can call him right here.
Hey, Watch, you gotta put your number on here so I can see it. No creepers be calling my boy Watch.
Look, man. Hey, look, real quick. Man. If you don't want to call in, but you do want to participate in the trivia chance to be on the show thing, type the answer up there on the Facebook Live, and we'll watch it, and we'll have my beautiful assistant wife, like I got a main wife.
My assistant wife. She assists my wife.
Yeah, we're going to have my assistant wife. She's going to read the answers off to us. So we're going to do some trivia real quick. And this is just to keep you guys sharp, man. You know, this will trigger old lessons and plans and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
571.
Oh, that's the number
that's
for
the
old
number,
boy? Okay,
that's
here we go. Hold on 1 second. What is it?
571.
Uh-huh.
286.
Uh-huh.
0607.
All right, cool. Let's call them up.
All right, we call them now, Watch. This motherfucker low-key smart as shit. So,
is he?
Yeah.
He's about to smash her ass.
Probably.
Fuck.
He's stupid as fuck, too, though.
Actually, we were kind of like general knowledge. Hey, tell them they can... What's up, Wash?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man? You ready to beat old Rello's ass in some trivia?
Yeah, I'm ready to whoop Walt ass in this shit.
All right, man. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll get cracking right away. I'm going to ask a question. Let's see, 1 through 11. We'll go 1 through 11, but the first of 5.
Okay.
We'll keep one question for a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay, first of 5. Let's see, which U.S. state is named on the label of Jack Daniels?
I know.
Hold
Did
up,
answer?
Hold up. Don't answer it. We're gonna let Walsh.
Fuck no. That's
Walsh, go ahead. What you got?
Come on.
Be the question.
Which U.S. state is named on the label of Jack Daniels?
Tennessee.
He's an alcoholic, bro, and
Tennessee.
He's in the military.
Ding, 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 Tennessee.
Exactly. That's why we
got one Walsh. Okay, here we go. Second question.
The same question is my question.
Yeah,
right?
This one's going to rail right now.
Not a hard question.
A phlebotomist extracts what from the human body?
Blood.
What? Look at my boy. Rello in the building, man. 1-1. All right, here we go. You ready, Wash?
Yeah.
All right, what type of animal was inside Sputnik 2 when it launched in 1957?
You know that shit.
Chimpanzee.
Huh?
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee, no, that's wrong. It was a dog.
Dog.
But you didn't know that.
I didn't know.
Why you letting him go?
I didn't know.
You knew it?
I swear, bro.
What was his name?
I don't know the dog's name, but I know it was a dog.
Laika.
Okay. What was the dog's name, Walt?
Bitch, you didn't even know what the dog's about. Chimpanzee.
Yeah, so in 1957, Sputnik 2 launched, and it never came back. A dog named Laika was on board. She died.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You live and you learn. You live and you learn. So that one's nobody's.
Okay.
I feel like I should give it to you.
No, give it to me.
All right,
bro.
All right, here we go.
This
one's for you, Walsh. Let's see. What beer is marketed as the king of beers?
Budweiser.
Shit, this guy's good.
Man, it's only obvious because.
All right. Man, I feel bad for you, bro. You are kind of getting the shit into these questions. Here we go.
Yeah.
How many toes does a dog have?
What?
How many toes does a dog have?
I don't fucking know. I don't look at my dog.
Wash, how many toes does a dog have?
Can I answer the question first?
Well, bitch, guess or something.
Four.
Wash, what's up? What you call
the gizzard? All 4 feet.
Yeah.
He fucking said.
16 to go.
16? No, you're close, though. It's 18. So that goes to nobody. All right, here we go. Let's see. Whose question is this?
Mine.
Yours? Yeah. All right, here we go.
He missed
it. He skipped me twice.
Okay.
Look, he's cheating already, man.
Go ahead, man.
Talking about the king of fucking trivia.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. All right, this one's going to Jarrell. Here we go. How many legs do a butterfly have? Does a butterfly have?
They ain't got no fucking legs, do they?
So, how many?
I'm just asking.
Zero.
Okay.
Gosh.
No, they got two. They land on something.
Gosh, how many legs does a butterfly have?
The six legs.
Six legs. Man, this guy's a genius, man. You ever thought about going to fucking Jeopardy? What kind of fucking butterfly are you looking at with zero fucking legs?
I look at butterflies. I wouldn't know.
All right, whatever. You ain't never had a butterfly land on you?
No,
like,
bro.
Fucking bug ball. It's a fucking dog, nigga. It got six legs. It's a bug. What the fuck, Walt?
God, I'm getting waxed right now.
I'm not getting waxed.
All
right. I thought it was like two.
All right, bro.
I'm
bailing you out right here. I'm going to bail you out with this one.
So
I'm going to go. Hey, listen, Walsh, because you're up 3-1 right now. I'm going to start giving these to Red to try to redeem
you. Don't give me nothing. Let him beat me first.
Here we go. All right, listen, I just feel like you're going to get these wrong. That's why
bro,
it's hilarious.
Don't worry about me. Give it to him.
All right, I give it to Wash then. He's going to wax your ass some more. All right, Wash, how do you write the number 5 in Roman numerals?
Oh, my God.
V.
I told you I was going to give you that shit.
No, but I'm saying, though, but are you serious about these questions?
That was a serious fucking question. What's wrong with that question?
Man, go ahead, Wash. Answer the question.
He already said it was V. Good job, Wash.
He got all the easiest questions.
Hey, you know what we need to do, Wash? If you're down... We're going to have you, and then we're going to have somebody else challenge you for the king of trivia. That's what we should do,
bro. That's what we're going to do. Go ahead.
We're
going to
do that.
Run the question, bro.
All right, here we go. Well, here you go. Which three-digit number pops up on a website not found?
Say what?
What three-digit number pops up on a website that is not found?
What if a website cannot be found? It's a blank white page.
And it's an error message, huh?
Yeah. Error message, blank, blank, blank.
Oh, error message, I think 303, right?
No.
Nope. What do you got?
I really don't know.
You don't know? It's error code 404.
404.
303 was close, man.
Oh,
that's close, though, but that's close because it's like...
Zero
fucking legs.
Zero.
This guy is an insect. I don't know, zero.
Bro, I'm saying.
It rolls around at night.
I've seen a butterfly. I rarely see them.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Yeah, I sit there and count the little butterfly.
Here we go. Wash, what do you call a baby seal?
A pup.
Dude, this dude is a fucking genius.
Bro, he's fucking weird as shit. He knows all random.
Damn.
He knows a lot about a little.
Bro, if you don't get this,
that's
if you don't get this question, we're fucking no longer friends.
I'm just saying.
Here we go. This one's for real.
Here we go.
What is the square root of 16?
Come on, Walt.
Jesus Christ. Bro, the square root. Walsh, what's the square root of 16?
It's 4, man. Come on, Walt. That's third grade.
All right. You don't know the answers, man. Why would you give up the fucking king of trivia like that?
I'm not giving up the
like
king
that?
Of trivia.
It's 4, Walt.
Seriously, basic math.
All right, man, look. All right, look.
That was serious.
Walsh, this one's coming to you real quick. Actually,
it's
man.
One of me.
I got to give it to Jarrell, man. What is the capital of the Bahamas? And please, if you know it, just answer the shit right.
Nassau. All
right. You kind of redeemed yourself. I mean, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 2.
All right, let's keep going.
6 to 2. Nah, we're gonna. That's it. That's all the questions I got.
Those only the questions?
6 to 2. Hey, ding, 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 ding. Wash, you knew trivia. Trivia.
I did know the answer, though.
Did you know the answer to the butterfly one?
No, I didn't know that one. That's the only one I did not know, seriously.
How do you
play? I did not know that.
Hey, Walsh, before we let you go, man, listen, I'm going
to
ask you a would you rather
question. I did know the answer to it.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a would you rather question before we let you go, man, okay?
All right.
You know, get the point for knowing about the dog, but it, anyway.
All right.
No, it is.
Hold on. All right, look. Would you rather. Yeah, hey, hold on.
He
would you rather.
He gave him a point.
Y'all
son
of bitches, shut the hell up. So
I
got to move along.
And he got the point for it after he answered it.
All right, here we go.
Stop crying, Walt.
You're right.
Would you rather secretly have sex with a goat or have everyone think you had sex with a goat but really didn't?
What?
I'd rather have everyone think I had sex with a goat, but I really didn't.
You would rather have that?
What did he say?
Yeah.
What was the question?
The question was, would you rather secretly have sex with a goat,
ain't no
goat, or would you have everybody think you had sex with a goat but really didn't?
Oh, he would most definitely secretly have sex with a goat.
He would? He's that type of dude?
Yeah, it's delicious if you cook that shit up right, but I ain't fucking no goat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
Hey, did you hear this? I heard this on the street. Walsh is a fucking goat fucker.
I ran in on him in the barracks, bro.
Yeah.
Beating one down.
Yep. I legs up missionary.
Giving it to him. And I don't even know if it's a girl or a goat. A girl or a boy goat is one of them.
Testicles flop to the side.
Look, if you don't read the Roman, you can say the goat made the sound of that screaming goat in all them YouTube videos made.
Oh, man.
I appreciate it, Watch, for calling in doing trivia.
Hey, King of Trivia, man, we're going to hit you back up. We're going to have you face off with somebody else that might know the answer to how many legs a butterfly has.
6.
All right, man. Later.
Going like a halfway song break right now.
Halfway song break. Sounds good.
Grab your headphones, turn it up, random music now.
All right, guys, we're going to go with Scotty ATL Clock In. Check it out.
They done fucked up now.
Hell no, I ain't nervous. Money on my mind, on my grind, yeah, it's time to go to work. Yeah, it's time to go to work. Nigga, fuck you, jerk. I only see red face, blood, fresh meat when it's time to go to work. Hell yeah, when it's time to go to work. Money on the way now, getting paid every day now.
Calling money like,
hey, send the money.
money on the way now. Getting paid every day now.
Put a 9-to-5 nigga to the dope boy. Begging up the work, still trapping out the flip phone. Had the two-way touch, bad bitch that had a beard with the other hand. Came through the window like brother man. Hold up, y'all see it smoking out the roll up. Got a black beard, pussy like terror color. Caught your baby mama, she was pushing out the stroller. See a flat pan, but she like the roller coaster. I know you bitches would be feeling it. When the time still wanna know, still in it. Only the one side, niggas in the trillin' it. Catch a check, 20,000, I be peeling it. Black Santa later on, I'ma make it rain, dear. I've been working so hard, I just wanna quit, break. No, it ain't time, we on tour for a couple months. Need a fat ass, switch it in a quick state, we're done.
Hell no, I ain't nervous. Money on my mind, on my grind, yeah, it's time to go to work. Yeah, it's time to go to work. Make a fuck you jerk. I only see red face, blood, fresh meat when it's time to go to work. Hell yeah, when it's time to go to work. Calling the money like, hey, send the money on the way now. Getting paid every day now.
Calling the money like,
hey, send the money on the way now. Getting paid every day now.
I ain't feeling no pressure, I'm conditioned to get it. Loaded up in the bourbon, we dripping in every city. U.S., I mean us, cause all I'm seeing is us. Before the Uber was popping, we sit up things on the bus. For 40, canning with life, fuck them, I want the bus. Mama caught me in the backyard, I first learned to cut. Little badass, boy, I was chilling the cut.
All right, we back real quick. If you want to call into the show, we put against the Would You Rather, call in 516-418-5758. If you want to send us music or you want to talk to us about anything, hit us up on our email at Rello N, the letter N, Rando at gmail.com.
I'm going to spell that for you guys real quick.
Go ahead.
RelloNRando at gmail.com.
Yes.
Anybody, man, send us some emails about, how awesome we are. Send us some emails about how fat we got. Send us some hate mail. It don't matter what you send. Send us some pictures of
topics. Anything you want to talk about, anything that's on your mind, you think we should discuss, and
you want to
hit us up. Also, real quick, follow us on our website. It's blogtalkradio.com/RelloAndRandy. Hit us up. All right, let's run.
All right, man, let's get into this Would You Rather, man. Would you rather live one life that lasts 1,000 years
mm-hmm.
or 10 lives that last 100 years? Would you rather live one life that lasts 1,000?
Yeah, I'm going to do the one for 1,000, bro. One for 1,000.
I would say 10 that lasts 100. You know why? Because you lose a lot of shit.
You lose
a lot of people. You lose a lot of, a lot of shit changes. You have to just keep changing who you are.
No, not everybody lives 1,000. Just you?
Just you.
No, fuck that. I'm out. 100 years,
bro. I'd go 10 lives for 100 years.
John says 10 lives.
10 lives, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See that?
I'm doing the one for 1,000, bro.
One for 1,000.
One for 1,000.
You know what? You'd be like the coolest fucking person on the face of the earth.
It would
be
nothing I wouldn't know.
I remember when we had a baby.
You know how wild I would be? I would probably be able to solve death and all kind of crazy shit, bro.
Yeah, probably not, because, we got about 10% of that in our life, and we won't be able to fucking get 10% of
a
kid for anything.
But if I had 1,000 years to figure it all out, bro.
But you got enough years to
that's what I'm
one
too,
for 1,000?
Like the dude with the Limitless pill. You ever seen that movie Limitless?
Mm-hmm.
When he took the pill, and the other guy that created it or something like that, he died. And he was like, I figured out how to keep it from killing me and have to be dependent on it.
True.
And so he was able to.
Here we go. Would you rather use vinegar eye drops or sandpaper toilet paper?
Sandpaper toilet paper. I'm a sucker by my eyes, bro. Like, I'm a 100% sucker.
Would vinegar, clean your eyes out, though?
It's going to burn the shit out of your
eyes. Sandpaper,
you
cut your ass up and you get an infection back there.
You might not get an infection if you keep it clean and throw some ointment back there.
I'm not putting the ointment on my asshole. I'm going vinegar
eye drops.
You ever have somebody put hot sauce on you and you sleep and that shit goes right into your
I'm just saying, me personally, like, why?
I can handle that shit.
I would just say toilet paper.
Thank you, cuz. Hey, watch, you know this. When we used to, grill on them grills out there, like, I could not stand near it, bro. Smoke, bro, anything in my eyes, bro. I just can't do it. I can't do that. My eyes are like, it sucks, bro.
A lot of people are very insensitive about their asshole. Like,
I'm sensitive about my asshole, too, but what I'm saying is, like, think about it. When you wipe your ass, though, I mean, it's like,
yeah, whatever.
I'm gonna take the toilet paper, bro.
All right, man.
I can't see everyone. I know dead and gone, and I have to left there. Mama, grandma, sisters, and brother, plus I can't be here if my brother Jarrell not here. Fuck no. Vincent says, I agree with Randy. I was because I'd rather have a scratched ass than be
shit,
Cole. All right, man.
I'd rather have a scratched ass than blind.
Next
too,
one. Would you rather be without elbows or be without knees?
knees, bro.
You would rather be without
knees?
You
know why? Because I gotta be able to touch a woman's body, bro, these hands. And I need my elbows.
You can sag your arm out and be like,
you're gonna be trying to touch a bitch like this, though. You're gonna be like,
hey, show me how you slap somebody with no elbows.
That's how I go. You're gonna like, rub my titty. You're gonna be like,
hey, let me stand up and get the optimal position to rub that titty.
Let me rub the titty like this. Well, I'd rather have no knees where I can crawl and you know, and still grab that tit like that.
You know what you would?
You gotta pick one, bro.
Hey, without no knees, you look like the fucking dog off of Family Guy. Y'all ever seen that dog off of Family Guy that be crawling like that? That's what you look like without knees.
Tiffany said, "Girl, need her knees." So she, no, you don't.
She don't need a knee.
You don't
need to lay down like
that. In 2016, we don't figure it out. Well, you don't have to use it.
Well,
I need you to have them elbows.
We do 69. Wow. You'll be on the bottom.
You can get it going.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be all right. All right, man. Listen, I don't know. We need to get this one I asked Wash out. Hey, so, Wash, we already know your answer. But everybody else, would you rather secretly have sex with a goat or have everyone think you had sex with a goat but really didn't? Man, see, listen. I'm probably gonna have.
I'm like, I don't care.
It don't matter what people really say too much.
Mm-hmm. People kill themselves with what people say, bro.
I don't care. I wouldn't kill myself over that
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying.
I'm a strong black woman. It's in my DNA.
All right, here's the last one.
Anybody answer the goat one?
Last one.
All right, last one. Shoot.
Would you rather watch someone have sex or have someone watch you have sex?
Ooh,
I'll let somebody watch me have sex.
Like a real creeper, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Like that shit?
Hey, keep going, man. Pound away at her.
I'll probably be like,
yeah.
But I'm not for the sit there and watch someone fuck, bro.
Yeah, no? What if it's chicks? Like, if it's two chicks, I'd be like, I'll do that.
Well, you didn't specify.
Well, I'm just saying. It says someone. It doesn't say a dude. It doesn't. I seen a video, like, when I was a jit, of a golden retriever pounding off in the chick, bro, and that shit scarred me for life. That shit's gross.
Yeah.
I'm serious, bro. That shit scarred me for life.
There was a queen, I can't remember where, but she used to line guys up in her room. They said like 13 guys.
Yeah.
And she used to pick them out and have sex with them by the size of their penises.
Right.
And after a while, when she got tired of it, they started luring horses over her in her room.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm probably the queen. I can't think of her name right now, but I'm going to look it up, bro.
Says, watch me. I want to have the fun,
bitch. There you go.
Tiffany says, I better get paid if someone's watching me.
Yeah.
They can watch me for free.
Yeah.
Make sure you bring your notepad and pen.
Hey, I got one for the ladies real quick. Would you rather be told to stop being sensitive every single day, or would you rather be asked if you're PMSing every single day?
Would you rather die every day or die every day?
No, I'm saying, like, would you rather me be like, are you PMSing? Or would you rather me be like, quit being so damn sensitive?
Neither.
All day, every day. Quit being so damn sensitive.
They probably would choose PMSing.
PMSing?
And they'd be like, no.
Goes hand in hand.
No, that's like, so you say, man, you PMSing? They'd be like, no. They'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, man, let's jump into this segment talk right quick. You want to break them off with that child support story you got going on, man? Break them off with that shit, because that shit
like,
frustrates me from afar, bro.
Let me tell y'all something, man.
Your brother says, I'll hold on to the goat horns to get it in.
That's my brother.
Oh
God. Anyway, child support. So a lot of guys get put on child support. Very rarely do women get put on child support. And my issue with child support is that I think that they I think they should revamp it or rechange
how it's
passed out. For example, I believe that like $600 a month for one child. $600 a month for one child is way too much money.
If you ain't Bill Gates, yeah.
Exactly. Because my thing is like when you have a kid, like your kid lives with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all spend $600 on Jay every month?
I doubt it.
Not
unless
even close.
Christmas.
Exactly. Not even close.
Yeah.
So I look at like, so why are guys paying $300, $400, $500 a month, thousands of dollars a month on a child?
And you know what the thing is a lot of the times, them women will take that money and go get their nails done and go get their hair done and do all some type of bullshit.
So I believe if you're going to pay that type of money, guys should be allowed, one, to file it, because sometimes the court allow you to file it.
Right.
Two, you should be able to see what the money is being spent on. Make sure every penny of it is being spent on your child. Because, like, for my case, for example, if I'm going to pay that type of money, they can't, because sometimes they say, oh, medical costs. Uh-uh. I got it's free.
Insurance, yeah.
Yeah, it's adding to mine.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't need, no, don't tell me that. Then, okay, clothing. You don't need $600 of clothing every month. She don't need $600 of clothing every month.
Food, clothing, lodging.
That stuff don't, you know, then that's when it comes into, okay, that you have a mother.
Yeah.
And
now,
so,
see, at the same time, bro, I get it. Now, what befuddled me about your situation is when I told you, bro, you fucked up when you signed that birth certificate. But you didn't sign the birth certificate.
Yeah, I
later
that.
Discovered.
I mean,
you
I
didn't
get
sign
all that, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, like, that's the part that I don't understand, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to me, that's why I'm like, okay, there's no ties for you to this child.
Yeah.
Other than her word.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than her word, there's no ties. So how can somebody be like, fuck it?
Okay, but
they should do a mandatory DNA test.
Right.
Mandatory.
You're right.
Established paternity.
Even after that, because I won't really get deep into my whole situation.
I asked you how personal you was going to go.
I won't get that personal.
You said very personal.
Well, I meant on the... No, you're good. No, it's good. It's good because, I mean, some people know, some people don't know.
Hey,
but what I'm saying is...
Next time I'm outside, I'm going to see a butterfly scooting across that fucking railing with no legs.
I'll leave two on there for you.
Yeah.
But no, so what I'm saying is that sometimes that stuff, it's a hindrance. Because my thing is like, let's say a guy has to pay child support. And I'm the type of dude, I don't care. That's my thing. I honestly do not care.
Right.
Because it's support that's going to your child. And I'm not a shitty dude or a deadbeat
guy. You think.
So my thing
you
is.
You should.
Exactly. I believe that every man should be responsible for taking care of a child that's his. I believe that 100%.
Right.
So if you plan child support, pay child support. My thing is, though, but it should not hinder with what you're trying to do as a man. So what I'm saying is $600, $700, $100 child support, and let's say you have another child, you have another family. That's $400, that's coming out of your, you know what I'm saying, that's hitting, you know, you as a, but it's going to someone else to make sure they sustain a life. But I'm telling you right now, $600 is a lot for one child. I need to know what you're doing with that money
and how much. Pretty much what it means is you're going to have to stay at the house until that child's 18. And you have zero money left in your pocket to do anything for yourself or your other children.
Especially now with the way the economy and all that stuff is. So I believe that they should revamp the system and have it where women have to show what the money is being
definitely
used for.
Definitely need to establish paternity.
You're supposed to, but I mean after that fact, after the child support is already all that established and all that's gone through, you should be able to see that. Okay, this is what she spent for him. That's what he needed this. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say schooling. Because if I'm giving you $600, my child's daughter need to be going to a private school.
Right.
I'm giving you $600 a month. You need to be getting the best goddamn education.
You know what the worst part about this is?
And then he asked for more money, though. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
I've been asked for more money after I was told I had to pay this amount of money. And then they was like, I hope you understand that that ain't enough.
To me, this is the worst part in the whole situation. Is this literally sets females up to take advantage of honest dudes, you know what I'm saying? Or just not necessarily suckers, but somebody who's been suckered into something by a woman who would take advantage of somebody.
And it's like sometimes the system, bro, that whole system isn't set up for a guy.
Right.
Even when you are the one who push for it and you try to go, it's not set up for you. You feel what I'm saying? So it kind of sucks.
You got a call, man. You want to jump to a call?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, man, here we go.
I hope it's a chick.
You're on live with the Rev and Randy Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Oh,
Hey, I'm just, look, this your brother, King.
Oh, that's my brother.
Shout out from up here in Yawk, Pennsylvania, bro.
What up, fool?
What's going on, bro?
Nothing, man. Chill.
King, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Not too much. I'm just trying to put Jarell on child support.
Say what?
Nothing, man.
Don't get him stirred up.
Yeah, right.
Don't get
no,
him stirred up. We're talking about child support right now on the show.
Well, he's your godson.
Oh, you know what my opinion on it. You got some good fathers out there that do what they need to do, do what they have to do, then you got some of them out there that don't do what they're supposed to do.
I mean, I honestly
not always,
that.
People got to realize, look here, some females are not as innocent as everybody think they is. You got some trouble in
that.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say all this on the radio, but you got some good mothers and you got some mothers that ain't worth shit. So is some moms just want that money, so they go get their hair done, get their nails done, and go out there to the club and continue to be a hoe instead of doing what they're supposed to do. But I don't know if mothers listening, but if you're one of them mothers, you need to get your shit together. But there's some fathers out there that really do what they doing, but
yeah.
You know, the system don't care nothing about that shit. They're going to take the mother's side regardless.
All right, we got another caller. All right, appreciate you calling
Let's
in.
Flash over to him, man. Take it easy.
Yep.
What up, bro? This Jock.
What up, fool?
Nah, chilling, bro. I'm just calling in, saying what's up, bro.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it. You shit.
Yeah, I know y'all more about the end. I just, you know what I'm saying, give a shout out to y'all boys. I know y'all do y'all thing now.
Man,
make sure you send that music in, too, man.
I'm gonna send it over there. You said Rello and Rando?
Yeah, Rello
and Rando. Yeah, at Gmail.
RELLONRANDO at gmail.com.
I should have seen you next.
Oh. Hey, yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, man, appreciate you calling in.
No problem, bro.
Having a party over there, son?
You probably leaving work.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, bro. I mean, so it's like that whole system, bro, is kind of jacked up. Some guys get, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I truly believe if a guy isn't doing what he's supposed to do as a father, and I believe if a guy really, you know, he's not helping at all, 0%, then you know what you should, you know. But at the same time, though, like,
man, I don't care the circumstances. I don't care if you're a great guy. I don't care if you're a shitty guy. They need to line up a system that works. They can't take 50% of some guy's salary. They can't take this and that from. You can't take stuff where this man can't provide for himself and his family.
Right. I'm gonna put it like this. When I took myself to court and I kind of placed myself on child support. Because I told it, I don't care. I don't have a problem with it. They used my income I was making in Afghanistan, and it was like $2,100 a month.
Right.
That's the gross. That's not a lot of money.
Okay.
$500 of it had to go to my kid.
Right.
So that left me with nothing. I had another child. Fuck my bills I got to pay.
Yeah.
Anything else. So basically, it was like, how are you going to take that chunk of someone's income?
Thank
and
you,
say,
soldier.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and that's what happens to a lot of guys out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, my dad, for example, he got a lot of kids. But I'm just saying, like my mom was talking about that. She was like, well, why don't you do this? I was like, for what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's I don't know, bro. It's crazy. Some people get trampled over in that whole system or whatever. So
this is the
like,
Reverend Randy Show broadcast from Center State Studios. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Guys, calling. Final chance. We'll be here waiting on phone calls, man. Definitely looking forward to talking to you guys. Great show today. We appreciate you guys' interaction on Facebook Live. Definitely, man.
We probably gonna do
everybody
it.
Who called. The Walsh, King of Trivia. Man, listen, we appreciate you calling in, whooping Mr. Zero Legs on the butterfly's ass.
I said two.
Said zero, all man.
Right, I stick with zero. Man.
Zero or two.
Zero, two. I was wrong.
That bitch is a caterpillar, first of all. Caterpillars have tons of legs.
They have a bunch of them, so I thought when they turn to, you don't need legs, you can fly.
Yeah, bro.
Just fucking,
they just land on
like
shit
a
like,
on
a,
your fucking stomach.
Like a fucking
man that shit
plane
up.
With no landing gear.
Yeah, man. Just man it up.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, we're going to get those other topics that I posted on Facebook. We didn't really get into them today. Monday, we're going to get into those. Because those are very touchy topics. Today was a very touchy topic, and I didn't really get into how I want to get them.
Yeah, ladies, quit having your damn hand out, man. Stop taking advantage of good guys. Quit doing, you know, shiesty shit, man. You got a good, decent dude, you know, that you can work with, honestly work with, and you want to hit him up for, you know, fucking tons of money we can't afford. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of a kind of a messed up move.
I'm
just doing what's best for my kids.
My thing is like 4.5 years later.
4.5 years later, that's crazy.
But, you know, it's all good, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, tune in Monday at 5. We're going to get the rest of these topics out of the way.
Much love, y'all, man. We're going into it right now. Big Sean, get my shit together. I thought it was appropriate for the topic.
I got to get my shit together.
We're going to go ahead and we'll see you guys back here on Monday. Much love, respect, peace. You guys take it easy, man. Thanks for tuning in. See you Monday.
Tell the old ones, please pray for us. Tell them this Sunday to pray for us. I swear this life was made for us. No such thing as getting paid too much. Going all night, please pray for us. Going all night, please pray for us.
I guess I gotta get my shit together. I guess I gotta get it, man. I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I'm at the age that I can't try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I'm at the age that I can't even try no more on me. We gotta do it, it ain't even do a dynamo. I woke up early, nigga. I had a dream, I died at 30, nigga. 20-something knowing real life. To make $1 million, what it feel like? It feel like I need to know it right then. To feel like young Ray Allen with the white twins. Popping harder than MJ with the white skin. I take you way back, I'm talking Tommy Hilfiger, wave cap, way back. Back when we said we need to risk Rocky ASAP. I had the Casio time to replace that. Don't make me snap back, back to the teaser, snap back. Khaled with the flow, you know they don't want you to snap, yap. Don't make me get the car seat, niggas know I'm they pat pat. Boy, they owe it to me like Leonardo the cat. Facts, yap, look. Fresh out of debt, getting spoiled rich. And I'm just trying to spend it all with a little bitch. I've been choosing wrong girls my whole life. I hope I don't fail the test again. And have her going through my text again religiously like it's the Old Testament. To end up single, alone, and stressed again. Saying, I guess I gotta get my shit together. I guess I gotta get it, man. I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I'm at the age that I can try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I'm at the age that I can't even try no more on me. We gotta do it, it ain't even do a dynamo. Look. Thinking to myself what true success is. To some is to get a job, retire, and move to Texas. I take the path less traveled and give them new directions. I'm still taking more risks than I do suggestions. When I was young, I was addicted to the WrestleMania. Maybe because I had my back against the ropes. And I grew up stone cold, just ready to face the Undertaker. I treat my enemies like fucking neighbors. Yeah, you could borrow this style and this and that for a while. But trust, I'll be back to fucking take it. And take it back to before it all started adding up. Back when it was happening, but wasn't happening fast enough. And the job applications was the only paper stacking up. And we was contemplating black masking out the back of trucks. Yep, do you know how I feel? To have no chill and love super thick girls with a supermodel feel. And try and do it bigger than everyone around you ever did and ever will. Then put it in your will. It ain't by where you at, boys, by where your mind's at. Got my first job and realized I need 200 times that. I guess I gotta get my shit together. I gotta get it, man. I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I'm at the age that I can't try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I'm at the age that I can't even try no more on me. We gotta do it. It ain't even do or die no more.
Swear this life was made for us. All these late nights is made for us. Tell the old ones, please pray for us. Tell them this Sunday to pray for us. Swear this life was made for us. No such thing as getting paid too much. Going all night, please pray for us. Going all night, please pray for us. Oh God.